You're listening to SBS News.
Even as the United States set a global daily record of nearly 1 million COVID-19 cases, some schools proceeded with reopening plans. Thousands of schools delayed this week's scheduled return, but hard-hit New York City was not among them. One in every three COVID-19 tests over the last week have returned positive results in the city. That's making mother Tysha Jones nervous for her child.
I'm just like worried, really worried for my kid because he has asthma and I have cancer. So, you know, it's like a double whammy because if he get it, I'm going to get it.
Natalie Ortez says she's happy her child is back in school, saying it's been tough for kids doing remote learning.
It was really challenging last year. It was really rough for the children and, you know, it's stressful for the kids.
Newly sworn in Mayor Eric Adams advised parents to continue bringing children to school, saying officials believe it's safer for them to be there.
Now, if you take a child out of school, they're not staying home. They're not staying indoors. They're in the streets probably with no mask on, no social distancing, not receiving the food, the nurturing, the care. And that's what we must look at. And so, yes, we see an increase. We see the exposure and how quickly this strand is exposing us. But let's share something. Let's be clear. Strand after strand, we can't continue to stop our children from developing socially and academically and the support that they need. So we have to learn how to live with COVID and live with COVID with a safe way.
President Joe Biden says there's a lack of evidence that Omicron more severely impacts children, and he wants schools to remain open. He says tools are in place to respond to Omicron, including free at-home tests, the first oral pill to treat COVID-19, and booster shots.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot. So there's no excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And for patients who still haven't gotten your kids vaccinated, please get them vaccinated. Look out for their interest here. And for parents with kids too young to be vaccinated, surround your kids with people who are vaccinated.
Children are the least vaccinated age group in the US, with around 53% of those aged between 12 and 17 fully vaccinated. And the coverage is far less for those aged between 5 and 11. Overall, 62% of the US population has received two vaccine doses. Meanwhile, new daily case records were also posted in Britain, where the impact on infected hospital staff has reached a new emergency level. In the last 24 hours, the country surpassed 200,000 cases for the first time. And four more National Health Service trusts outside London declared critical incidents due to the impact of staff absences and growing pressure on emergency services. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson acknowledged hospitals are feeling at least temporarily overwhelmed, but he says what's needed is perseverance to get through this latest wave. He says one of the measures to get the nation through this is the requirement now for mandatory daily tests for 100,000 critical workers.
We've identified 100,000 critical workers in areas from food processing to transport to our border force. And from the 10th of January, we'll be rolling out lateral flow testing for all these workers available on every working day. We'll be sending testing kits directly to these organisations and liaising with them on the logistics.
France registered more than 270,000 new infections in the last 24 hours. The country is now the sixth in the world to report a total of cases more than 10 million since the start of the pandemic. More than 20,000 people are in hospital. In a new bid to tackle the rising cases, French MPs have begun debating draft legislation that would require most people to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before entering public spaces. If the draft law is passed, a negative COVID test or proof of recovery will no longer be sufficient to gain access to public venues. France's Prime Minister Jean Castex says the measure aims to incentivise 5 million unvaccinated people over the age of 12 to get the jab. He urged MPs opposing the bill to change their stance.
Le virus, Le virus galope.
The virus is charging ahead and you put on the handbrake? What do you think our fellow citizens think of these tricks? Do you think they serve the public debate? What do you think our health workers on the front line think? They don't stop at midnight like you have decided and voted to do. It's absolutely irresponsible.
C'est purement irresponsable.
2 months after the discovery of the Omicron COVID-19 variant in South Africa, French scientists say they've discovered a new variant. The B.1.6.4.0.2 variant has 9 more mutations than Omicron, which had 37. It was discovered in December in 12 patients living near Marseille, with the first patient testing positive after travelling to the Central African nation of Cameroon. Researchers are still determining the risk from the variant as they collect more data and study more cases. In Israel, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says a small Israeli study shows the fourth coronavirus vaccine increases antibodies fivefold.
A week into the fourth dose, we know at a high degree of certainty that the fourth dose is safe. That's the first piece of news. The second piece of news, we know that a week after the administration of the fourth dose, we see a fivefold increase in the number of antibodies in the vaccinated person. This most likely means a significant increase in the protection.
WHO epidemiologist Dr. Abdi Mahmoud says even as rich nations roll out the booster shot, many in poorer nations have yet to receive their first jab. He urged more countries to push for 70% global vaccine coverage as soon as possible.
We had a good number of studies coming up, proving again what we had from South Africa, that the vaccine still protects you against hospitalization and severe disease and death. And that's what vaccines were designed. The challenge has not been the vaccine, but the vaccination and reaching those vulnerable populations.
In China, a second city is entering lockdown after 3 asymptomatic cases were discovered. More than 1 million residents in the central city of Yuzhou will join those in Xi'an living under stay-at-home orders. And India's capital, New Delhi, will lock down over the weekend. The announcement was made on the same day as the Chief Minister of Delhi, Arvind Kejriwal, confirmed he was COVID positive with mild symptoms. Other high-profile figures that have tested positive include Sweden's King and Queen and Mauritania's President, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bingwa Kwan, SBS News.